Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We introduced the head coach of Texas, Tom Herman, with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, how you doing? You staying sane and are you staying safe? Welcome back, Tom. How are you, man?
Doing as good as can be. You know, my wife and I did some touring of the Central Texas Food Bank this morning and the local distillery here in Austin that is turning their whiskey business into making hand sanitizer for the community. So it's been good to get out and support our local organizations that are helping people in this time of need. And Tiki and Brandon, everybody, I'm assuming is safe and healthy in your families.
Thank God. Yeah. Thanks for asking, Coach.
Yeah,
so far,
cool.
Thank
sure.
God.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you real quickly, since you mentioned that, you know, we're up in the Northeast. New York was hit particularly hard, New Jersey as well, and we feel locked in. I mean, I go out for a run every other day or so, but other than that, I don't leave. What's it like down there for you all on an everyday basis, and really, how's it affecting your team? I mean, you're not really able to interact with them. I'm assuming, but what's it like down there for you all?
Well, up until last week, it was pretty similar. You know, food was just takeout or drive through, and no retail open. You know, really, you know, the grocery stores were madhouses. You know, Walmarts and Targets and Home Depot. It was very eerie. You know, when you try to go out. So, I mean, there were days, I mean, weeks where I would go multiple days without it ever getting in my car, you know, as far as our team, though, you know, the NCAA has allowed us 8 hours a week of virtual meetings, and we're taking advantage of that. And I think our guys are doing pretty well. We've custom tailored every single workout for each player in terms of what they have available. We've figured probably about 95% of them have access to some sort of weight room. Most of our guys are from, you know, within a 45-minute hour drive from some of the big cities here, Houston, Dallas, Austin. And so, you know, we've got teammates with garage gyms that guys are, you know, driving to if they live in Houston, you know, and a teammate might be 30 minutes away in Houston, but has got a garage gym. They're organizing workouts, and obviously we can't oversee them as they're supposed to be discretionary. So our leadership council, the upperclassmen, the guys that have really taken the bull by the horns have done a great job of holding the team accountable for getting their workout in. But we're all going a little bit stir crazy. You know, we miss each other. I know I've talked to a bunch of parents that are ready for their kids to get out of the house and go back to school. You know, their grocery bills have doubled in the last couple months because these guys are eating them out of house and home. But, you know, our guys are making it. The technology nowadays, you know, with Zoom and whatever, you know, platform you use, you know, we can share video, we can telestrate, we can draw, we can talk, we can see their faces. So it is very, we're getting a lot accomplished. Let's put it that way. Nothing will ever substitute seeing someone in the flesh, your team in the flesh, or, you know, getting physical body reps of a certain technique. But we're doing as good as anybody in the country in terms of, you know, making sure that we're maximizing our efficiency and, you know, the knowledge retention, I guess, of our
sure
team.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tom, there's only so much you can do. That's Tom Herman with us here, the head coach of Texas, with us on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You know, and this is the case as a coach, when you're recruiting somebody, you kind of go with that instinct. All right, this kid fits or this kid doesn't. As broadcasters, we need instincts. You know, what's going to really pop with our audience, et cetera. Your instincts now, as you sit here, middle of May, and I hear you. I'm sure everything that you guys are able to do, you're knocking it out of the park. But do your instincts deep within Tom Herman, do you feel as if the season will start on time? Do you really, truly expect the season, Coach?
I expect a season, yes. What that season looks like when it starts, I don't know. I think we'll know more. You know, the Power Five conferences and commissioners, we all agreed on certain stipulations on March 29th, and those expire here May 31st. So we've got to figure out what we're going to permit on June 1st. Are we going to allow guys in their weight rooms back on campus if campus is open? What about, you know, certain states are still shut down and another state in a conference is completely wide open? You know, so there's still a lot to be figured out these next couple of weeks in terms of what the off season looks like, what June and July looks like. And then in terms of having a season, I really do. I believe that our fans need it. Our department needs it. Our players need it. You know, and will it start on time? I sure hope so. I think we're all working under a model of whenever it is safe to start, that we would need about 6 weeks, kind of a 2 week assessment and reconditioning of our guys, and then a 4 week training camp as usual. So, you know, and if it has to start later, you know, there's a couple different options. One is still play 12 games and end obviously a lot later, and now you're talking about bowl games and playoffs, pushing into NFL conference championships and the Super Bowl, which I don't think anybody wants to do. So I think if it starts later, we may see just a nine-game conference schedule, which would be great. It would force the couple conferences that only play eight games to play nine games. And so there's a lot to be figured out between now and then, but I do truly believe that we're going to have some type of season this fall.
You know, Coach, let me ask you about your interaction with your medical professionals there at the University of Texas. Usually, I'm sure you're at this point, you're getting ready for, do we have enough cold tubs? And, you know, what's the weather going to be like? And can we keep kids safe? When kids do come back, are you guys talking about a plan to mitigate if something should happen? One of your players tests positive for the coronavirus, and what the contingencies are? Are you having those discussions? Because I know a lot of parents are likely worried about it.
Yeah, I think a couple things. One, I think when we get back to mandatory team activities at some point in July, we're going to have to find a way to sequester our team and support personnel, coaches, all of that, so that we limit our interaction with the outside world, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't know that we've necessarily talked about, you know, if a player does test positive, you know, the ramifications on the entire team and organization, obviously, as is pretty standard now, you know, if you've come in contact with someone that has tested positive, that they will, they being the health organizations across the state and the country, they'll test you and we'll figure out, you know, the best plan of action at that point. But I do envision some sort of quarantine or sequestering, if you will, of our team and really entire organization, to mitigate, you know, the risk and their exposure to anybody else that might test positive.
So, Coach, this is an interesting year for you. It is, and I know you know that. You know, three bowl wins, which is always nice, but we also know that three out of three, so it's perfect there. But we also know that Texas football historically, you know, was not built on, you know, 7, 8, or 10-win seasons. You had 10 wins 2 years ago. And I also understand that when you got there, it was pretty much bereft of top-tier talent. We understand that. But in your most honest assessment, as you get ready for year four, the job that Tom Herman has done so far has been, how would you self-assess yourself?
Well, I think our trajectory is right kind of where we thought it would be. I think we overachieved a little bit in 2018, which is a good thing. It means that our players were fully bought into our culture, you know, to be able to beat Oklahoma in the regular season, come up, you know, a few points shy in the conference championship game, and then beat a top five Georgia team in the bowl game, and, you know, win 10 games in that season. And we knew we were up against it last year, you know, having to replace 8 starters on defense, and we were going to be young on that side of the ball. And then, you know, we got a few key players hurt, and, you know, the criticism would be that, you know, we did not develop our young talent last year good enough to where when some of these veteran starters, or at least more experienced starters, went down with injuries, that they were capable to step in and play at a championship level. But I think we all had 2020 kind of circled internally, if you will. Our transition class, you know, which was panned by the recruiting experts. I think, you know, we finished 31st in the country in recruiting in the transition class, you know, while we were changing head coaches. We're going to have quite a few drafts. We're going to probably have a first rounder in Samuel Cosmi and a left tackle in that class. We'll have a 4-year starter on the offensive line in Derek Kerstetter. We'll have a 4-year starter at quarterback, a draft pick at defensive tackle. So that class is certainly not forgotten, but I think when you gave us a full cycle, or we got a full cycle, that class of 18 is really kind of where we started getting the ball rolling. And, you know, we finished top 5 in the country in every recruiting ranking that there is. And now those guys are all third-year guys, either true sophomores or true juniors, excuse me, or redshirt sophomores. And 2019 was another top 5 class. Those guys are either true sophomores or redshirt freshmen, and now we're bringing in another top 10 class of really talented freshmen. So we've got to do a really good job of developing these guys, but we feel like our experience level now with a 4-year starting quarterback and some of these very highly touted recruits going into their, you know, second and third year, that we're definitely headed in the right direction.
Listen, Tom, I wish we had a little more time, but we're up against it. It's been a while since we had you. Nice to connect. Head coach of Texas, stay safe. Let's hope you're right. Let's hope there's a season. Nice chatting again, Coach. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thanks again.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.